Whose is this? Wow.
You can hold it up if you want.
What should I? Oh, it's new. Okay. This should be quick and easy. Want me just to lead it off for you?
Well, first of all, tell us.
We sucked. They were way better than us. They deserved the 2 points. We didn't deserve anything. That was it. I don't even know what else we need to say about that. We're reevaluating right now, but yeah, we may have to call somebody up.
Did he come back to the bench at least?
He did, to be support. That's why he's an unreal teammate. But yeah, we'll see here a little bit later.
You mentioned sucking.
We sucked.
In what ways did things that?
Just name them. Starting listing them off.
Crease coverage.
Penalty kill sucked. Forecheck sucked. Didn't shoot the puck sucked. Turnover sucked. Keep going. Didn't
coaching.
Defend sucked. Coaching sucked. Keep just go through the list. That's how it was. But in saying that, we were playing somebody else that made us that way. Now, I thought we could have got out of it. We didn't. But, you know, obviously I'm a little facetious here with this whole thing. In reality, Philadelphia played better than us. And every time we tried to get going, we had a really good kind of spurt there at the end of the second period. And, you know, we kind of generated life. And it's funny how it works. Because the other night we score... Last night, we score late in the second and early in the third, and what does Philly do to us? Scores late in the second, early in the third, and it just sucked the life out of us. And we just, our guys battle, and as I, you know, a little tongue-in-cheek at the start of this, but, you know, our guys have played really, really hard, and they've played really, really well. And I feel like we get teams' best shots on a nightly basis. And our guys have risen to the occasion on so many times. But sometimes, you know, it's tough. I mean, the other team's trying to win too. But they executed, their power play was good. And, you know, you take 6 penalties, it's going to catch up to you at some point. And, you know, we got through the Minnesota game unscathed. We couldn't get through tonight, unfortunately. But we just, I don't know if we looked a little tired, a little step behind, and give Philadelphia credit. They did a really, really good job, and I give our guys credit. We battled back, and I mean, we made it close at the end. You know, and Hedy roped that one at the end. I thought that one was labeled. It doesn't go in. But ultimately, Philadelphia deserved the win tonight, and they played a good game, and we just had to regroup for Columbus.
All 4 of their goals kind of came within 5 to 10 feet of the crease area. Does that concern you a little bit in terms of the coverage around that?
We've been a pretty good defending team all year. But, you know, a couple of, you know, there's some power play ones that we were a little leaky. Like, give Couturier credit. That's a pretty sick pass he made to Simmons. And, you know, the last one, the 4th one, was a little troubling because we were out of sorts. The one at the end of the second, we were kind of, you know, we turned it over in the neutral zone. We kind of got an unlucky break that Konechny tipped and it went through Kunitz. But in the end, we had 3 guys going one way and the puck was going the other way. So a couple tough breaks for us. But you know, our group, we got a good group. And they've done a heck of a job this year. And you know, you got to stand up here 82 times. And a lot of these press conferences have gone really, really well. And some of them haven't. This is one we took one in the chin. Just got to regroup for Columbus.
I know it's hard to really nitpick a lot when you have 7 regulation losses all season long, but I think Stamkos mentioned something where some of the wins kind of cover up some maybe some warts or some flaws on a certain team. Do you feel like the guys have good self-recognition or self-awareness of maybe, hey, we're winning some of these games, maybe they're covering up maybe some things that we might be able to do better? Or
no, there's no question we can always do things better, but I look back at our wins. I'm not, you know, has our goaltending helped us in some of these wins? There's no question. Has our goaltender stole some games? But I can't sit here and look at the 20-whatever wins we have and say, you know, a lot of those were good team wins. And we've gotten better as a team throughout this year. And the guys have really bought into what we're doing. And I think that's why we've had a lot of success. But I don't know. I don't know if any team's got 82-0 in this league. It's not sure. We're going to see that. So just learn from our mistakes. We did a few things uncharacteristic, but as I said, like, Philly did a good job.
We mentioned a lot about Budai and his only a seventh start of the season tonight. The schedule was going to tighten up a little bit, like he might get some playing time. Feel a little bad for him, and maybe that.
Yeah, it's, you know, he's the backup, gets some tough starts, and you just feel for him in that situation, because it's going to say he let in four, but he made some really good saves for us. And we gave up a lot more scoring chances than we normally do in a game. And they've got some pretty skilled guys. I mean, I had firsthand a look at a bunch of them at the World Championships. I know what they can do. There's a lot of good players over there. And Boots is kicking them out. And it just, I don't know who slid into him. Lawton, I don't think he meant to do that. It was a bang bang play, tripped or whatever. So it's too bad. Hopefully he's going to be okay.
You mentioned that you have to call somebody up potentially. Like, how much to help have the kind of depth you have in Syracuse?
Yeah,
have
so I don't know. That's, you know, I have to talk to Steve on this. And we've, like, again, maybe we don't have to. I don't know. We'll have to see what happens here. But, you know, injuries happen and we just got to be ready. That's why you have a, you know, America League team that's been having a lot of success lately. So we're confident in, you know, everybody in our organization.
You've had a lot of home games and a lot of success at home. Mm-hmm. You always like to kind of keep things small picture, but this is a pretty really heavy month coming up for you now, this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of keep that in perspective a little bit, or, I mean, how much of a challenge is this going to be for the month of January?
Well, there's no question it's going to be a challenge. And, you know, it's the balancing act, so it's going to be, you know, road heavy, but then it gets home heavy in March. So it's, you got to go, if you're going to win, first of all, if you're going to make the playoffs or want to make the playoffs, you have to win on the road. And if you're fortunate enough to get to the playoffs, you have to win on the road if you want to get to the Stanley Cup and eventually win the Stanley Cup. And we've done a pretty good job of that this year. But now they add up, and now, you know, we're going on a 5-gamer now, and you know, we, in a sense, you know, we got the 5-day break. Will break it up. The All-Star game will break it up. So we have some breaks in here. But ultimately, you go into another team's buildings during that kind of that dog day of the season, and you have to be ready to go, because I don't think, you know, teams really are looking at the standings. But once the new year hits, all of a sudden, you know, coach says he's not looking at the standings. They're starting to look a little bit, and teams know where they are. And you got to go game, you know, games out.
I know Strawman's game again this morning. Are you still hopeful maybe by Sunday he'll be back?
We're hopeful, so yeah. We'll see. Yeah.
Good. Thank you.